I need 一杯咖啡。I buy you a cup of coffee. No, we don't say that. Hello, 你好，我是 Katrina. Welcome to Smart Mandarin Video Lesson. In today's lesson, I'm going to teach you how to buy a person a cup of coffee in Mandarin Chinese. First of all, a lot of my foreign students made the same mistake in saying, 我买你一杯咖啡。I buy you a cup of coffee. First time when I heard this, I was like, huh? Buy me a cup of coffee. Ah, okay. 买我一杯咖啡. No, we don't say that. I'm sorry. So, how do we say this in Mandarin? It's very easy. We will say, 我请你喝一杯咖啡，我请你喝一杯咖啡。So we use the verb 请。Wait a second, you might be saying, isn't 请 means please, like please give me a cup of coffee or please help me something? Yeah, it's the same word, but different meaning. Right here, it means that.To treat somebody something. So, 我请你 I treat you. 喝一杯咖啡 Drink a cup of coffee. 我请你喝一杯咖啡 I treat you a cup of coffee. Okay, how about I treat you a bottle of beer? That would be 我请你喝一瓶啤酒，我请你喝一瓶啤酒。That's right. 我请你喝一瓶啤酒。How about let me treat you a meal? Okay, let me buy you a meal. That would be 我请你吃饭。我 I 请你 treat you 吃饭 is an action I know so it literally means I treat you eat rice but remember 吃饭 literally means to eat rice but it could also means that to eat a meal so I treat youTo eat a meal means I treat you a meal. 我请你吃饭。What if you really want to say, I treat you a meal? How do you say that in Mandarin? Well, you could say, 我请你吃一顿饭。顿 is the measure word for meal. 吃饭 is a verb.Object. So, eat a meal, 吃饭 Eat one meal, 吃一顿饭吃一顿饭 So, 我请你吃一顿饭 But I prefer saying, 我请你吃饭 Last but not the least, if you want to say, it's my treat, that's it. At the end of the meal, and you want to say to the person,Hey, it's my treat. You could say, 我请客。That's it. 我请客。我请客。Or, at the end of the meal with your friend or family, whoever he is, and you want to say, you know what? Let me treat you. It's my treat. You could say, 我请。我请。Literally means,I treat. So, you want the person to take their money back because you want to treat them. And at the end of the meal, you can say, 我请 I treat, my treat. Or you can say, 我请客 So you can say, 我请客 Or, 我请我请客我请Alright, that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed this video lesson. If you'd like to see more of my video lesson, 200 plus video lesson and podcasts, Please join me on my Patreon, or if you want to purchase all of my video lessons, you can go to my Teachable platform. Until then, I will see you next time. 谢谢你们，再见。